This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We're lucky enough today, Tariana, and this morning to chat to the great man, Michael Chugg, who's joined us this morning. What a lineup for the CMC Rocks Queensland 2022, mate. It looks like it's going to be an absolute perler.
Yeah, hi, how are you, Tariana and Jarrell? Good?
We're great.
Mate.
Not as good as you, obviously.
Yeah.
You must be just absolutely stoked that you can finally release this and share it with everyone, and I'm sure everyone is just as stoked to be hearing it.
Yeah, we are. I mean, everybody's excited. We got the last act in line about 48 hours ago, so we're pretty excited,
mate.
Obviously.
It's been a lot of chat about this, obviously 2 years in the making since since there's been another one. I'm sure your people and yourself have worked tirelessly over the last couple of years to make this happen. And, it felt like only yesterday when we were talking to you at the end of last year about, you know, all this starting to come together slowly. But, you know, you not only just have great acts from overseas, but we have some amazing Australian artists that are involved with this lineup as well.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? You've got, you know, Lee and Troy and Brooke McClymont, and then you've got, you know, the new guard that are blowing through, like Casey Barnes and Jamie Johnston. And yeah, we're pretty excited. And some of the Canadian acts, it's great to see Lindsay Earl getting down here. And this Nico Moon from Nashville is supposed to be just amazing.
Well,
so,
mate,
I'm
a big fan of his. I'm a big fan of his work. I like what he's got. He's changing the music. He's changing the country industry a little bit how he does it, but he's doing great stuff. Mate, this lineup, how long did it take you? You know, you said you 48 hours ago you put your last person in there, but how long did it take you to get all this great lineup together?
Jeremy Dillon, who... Rob Potts, the late Rob Potts' son, and Susan Heyman works for me, worked for months and months on this. I mean, we've had the headliners there for a while, as you know. We announced them quite a while ago. And then we've just been working through, you know, the COVID restrictions, which are still relevant, and you know, whether so-and-so's been vaccinated and all that sort of stuff. So, it's taken quite a while. I mean, the last festival was, when this happens, that will be 2.5 years CMC 2019. So we've come through and we're out the other side and we're very excited. We've got some fantastic new innovations on site and we've really been working hard to make sure that the festival comes back in 2022. And is really, you know, right up there as it always has been. So we're really excited. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, we're pumped as well, and limited tickets will go on sale on Monday for those who have missed out. Now, Chuggy, you also won an award this morning. It's a huge day for you.
Yeah, yesterday I was conned into going into the office, and I, Jeremy and Natalie Waller from... the CMA and a few people were there, and I was presented with the Rob Potts, the first inaugural Rob Potts live music achievement award for my work with country music in Australia and internationally. So to get the first Rob Potts award is quite humbling. And you know, I mean, he was my best mate and we miss him every day. And so I'm very excited about that. It's great for our industry here. And, you know, the country music scene in Australia is growing every day. It's so sensational.
And, mate, it definitely wouldn't be without, you know, the work that you do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, we, you know, as... you know, broadcasters as a station, everyone, we see the hard work that you go through to be able to bring us acts like this to Australia. I mean, I know that I speak for everyone when I say that. I just can't stop talking about it enough. The people that I've spoken to are so excited, and I don't know if there's going to be enough security there to handle everybody because it is going to be humongous, Chuggy.
Oh, yeah, they're a good audience. They have a lot of fun and they drink a lot, but they don't. It's all love and peace, baby.
Oh, it absolutely is. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the lineup and the award.
Yep.
And we really hope to speak to you soon before the festival again.
Yeah, Friday the 23rd.
We might need a few super soapers up at the site in the next couple of weeks to get it dry, but we'll work on that.
I'm sure you'll have something up your sleeve, mate. You always do.
It's not the first time we've done CMC in the mud. We're fine. We're equipped.
No, you're right. You're right. We've done it in the mud before.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.